From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. media have identified a gunman who killed three police officers on Sunday in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The reports named the gunman as Gavin Long from Kansas City, Missouri, a 29-year-old black male and former U.S. Marine. Authorities said he was dressed in black and wearing a mask when he ambushed the three officers and wounded three others with an assault rifle near the local police headquarters. The incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama condemned Sunday's killings in an address to the nation.
This has happened far too often, and I've spent a lot of time with law enforcement this past week. I'm surrounded by the best of the best every single day. And I know whenever this happens, wherever this happens, you feel it. Your families feel it. But what I want you to know today is the respect and the gratitude of the American people for everything that you do for us.
French police have released the estranged wife of a truck driver who ran down almost 300 people in a suspected terror attack in Nice on Thursday. The wife of the Tunisian-born assailant, Mohamed Lahouedj Bouhlel, was released Sunday after having been arrested on Friday. Bouhlel had driven a refrigerator truck along Nice's Promenade des Anglais, killing 84 people. Police shot him dead. His wife's lawyer said she had been out of touch with Bouhlel after kicking him out of their house when he physically abused her. Authorities also said Sunday that Bouhlel sent a text message to someone 18 minutes before the attack, asking for more weapons. You're listening to VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised to rid Turkey of people involved in Friday's failed coup attempt against his government. Some of those rebel troops engaged in fighting with Turkish security forces on Sunday at two air transportation facilities in the country. Officials said Turkish security forces fired warning shots and made arrests near the Sabiha Gökçen International Airport that serves Istanbul. There also were clashes at an airbase in Konya, a major city in central Turkey. Freelance journalist Tulin Dalolu spoke to VOA earlier today and gave us her view of the security situation in the country.
Even before this coup, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant had carried not four, but, you know, plenty, attacks within inside the country, and people are really getting nervous about it. This coup showed that the, you know, security structure has, received some significant damage, and that there is no unity to fight against anything that can be deemed as enemy or a terror organization. So that shows Turkey's weakness. So we can only hope that there will be, you know, no more plans to take lives on Turkey's streets. But you never know when you're talking with, you know, about terrorists and their, you know, mindset.
Well, Turkish authorities have detained around 6,000 people since the coup that began late Friday collapsed early on Saturday. In one of the all-time great performances in golf history, Sweden's Henrik Stenson won the British Open Sunday at Royal Troon in Scotland. Stenson's carded a final round 8-under-par 63 that featured 10 birdies to defeat American Phil Mickelson by 3 shots. It gave Stenson a major tournament record score of 264 20-under-par as he became the first male golfer from Sweden to win a major championship.
I felt like this was going to be my turn. It's not something you want to run around and shout, but I felt like this was going to be my turn.
And finally, SpaceX is set to launch its Falcon 9 rocket laden with supplies for the International Space Station early Monday. The launch is scheduled for 4:45 a.m. Universal Time from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The rocket will be carrying one of two docking rings to the International Space Station, enabling U.S. commercial space taxis to ferry astronauts to the orbiting lab. You're listening to VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.